in that 40 days. All them pass it round, pass it down, story days. Gonna live all the small towners, son of the sundowners, that old school Haggard and Hank. Long live long neck bottles, wide open throttles, and old dirt roads with no name. Long live them country girls, long legs and cut up jeans. Long live this way of life.
The news from ABC News is coming up next, courtesy of the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Republicans questioning President Biden's brother James Biden today in a closed-door meeting related to the impeachment inquiry. That testimony comes as the special counsel investigating Hunter Biden charged accused Russian asset Alexander Smirnov, who's also a FBI informant, with lying to the FBI about President Biden and his son's overseas business dealings. ABC's Catherine Falder says more.
This FBI informant has been indicted for peddling what could be Russian disinformation about President Joe Biden here. So it undercuts their whole entire probe. The question is whether Republicans concede on any of this and how they move forward with their impeachment inquiry.
The U.S. ambassador to Russia has visited Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich in Moscow and says he appears in good health. The American journalist has been detained in Russia for nearly a year, accused of spying. And the threat of flooding and mudslides continue in Southern California due to back-to-back storms. This is ABC News. The first trial in the deadly onset shooting involving Alec Baldwin getting underway today.
The armor on the film Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, goes on trial today for involuntary manslaughter and tampering charges. They'll start with jury selection in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Prosecutors say Gutierrez-Reed was negligent in handling weapons and ammunition on the set in October of 2021, one of the factors that led to Alec Baldwin pulling the trigger on a gun that should never have been loaded with live rounds. Baldwin is also facing an involuntary manslaughter charge. His trial date has not yet been set. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The trial over the lyrics of Hotel California beginning today in New York. Three men accused of trying to sell the handwritten lines from the Eagles album. The band's co-founder, Don Henley, is expected to be in the prosecution's star witness. The documents are reportedly worth more than $1 million. The Eiffel Tower closed for a third day, workers striking, demanding officials review the Parisian landmark's business model, which they say is unsustainable. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodland Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist, and Kickapoo Creekside.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 55 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and unseasonably warm conditions with highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, variably cloudy with a low of 32. And tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and continued spring-like with a high of 57. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it is 55 degrees.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Schmidtwoodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidtwoodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 55 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Police confirmed the deaths of two children in the Madison area. They were among three people found dead inside an apartment in Middleton Sunday. The Middleton Police Department and Middleton Cross Plains School District confirmed both were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. Police said, out of respect for the family, no further identifying information will be released for now. All three victims were shot to death. A fourth male victim is hospitalized with gunshot wounds. Eric Covde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most serious challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Wisconsin is a key swing state, and the winner here could decide the balance of power in the Senate. There were only three primaries in southwestern Wisconsin yesterday. In Sauk County, Scott Haugen and Scott Alexander advanced to face each other this spring for the District 27 County Supervisor, an area that represents the northwest side of Baraboo. Boscobel City Council District 1 will pair Cody Trum against Ramona Cord, while Seneca's school board race had a tie for the fourth and final spot on the spring ballot. All results from last night's primary are unofficial until after canvassing. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved a facilities assessment study by Venture Architects at last night's meeting at a cost not to exceed $165,000. This study is said to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for positive, effective change. The outcomes of the project will have a generational impact for all residents of Richland County. It will include inventory and assessment, identifying facility deficiencies, forecasting future requirements, determining immediate short-term, long-term needs, assessing action steps, prioritizing needs, and recommending solutions, and determining budget and affordability. The board also approved the wage scale for the county clerk, treasurer, and register of deeds for the 2025-28 term. By state statute, salaries must be determined before the first state nomination papers may be filed for candidacy. The 2025 to 2028 term will see a 25% increase by 2028. The salaries will be increased in increments of 13% in 2025 to $76,707, 5% in 2026 to $80,543, 4% in 2027 to $83,764, and 3% in 2028 to $86,277. It was noted that the clerk's salary was reduced from $83,326 to $67,882, a reduction of $15,443 due to a resolution adopted in April 2021 as the finance officer duties were eliminated following the hiring of county administrator and only statutory duties remained. It was also noted that the Register of Deeds staff will work 40 hours per week instead of 35 effective in January 2025. These salaries are comparable to other markets. Richland County is currently upgrading its 911 system to a mindshare system. Richland County is also in the middle of upgrading the radio towers and radios. These two projects require an upgrade to the call radio recording software, which records all radio traffic, 911, and administrative lines for the Sheriff's Department. The board approved the purchase of the MacTech Higher Ground Capture 911 call recorder for a cost of $31,355. Susan Triggs, Register of Deeds, gave her 2023 year-end report to the board. The department recorded 2,772 real estate documents. There were also more deaths filed in Richland County than births. The department filed 154 births and 179 deaths. There were also 93 marriages filed. Kathy Linz, Director of Neighborhood Housing Services, gave a report of the impact NHS has made on the community. The financial impact from 2018 to 2022 was nearly $65 million, and 499 homeowners were created or preserved in the area. The numbers for 2022 were $13.7 million and $84, respectively. In other action, the board approved for the Sheriff's Office to spend no more than $160,000 for the purchase of two new squad vehicles and equipment and installation for those vehicles. For the Highway Department, purchase three Western Star tandem axle trucks, totaling $480,690 from iState Truck Center, and one Western Star tri-axle truck, totaling $168,900. Additional cameras and radio equipment are needed in the courthouse and will require additional wiring. It was approved to have Strang Heating and Electric to do the work at a cost not to exceed $10,670. The cost was anticipated and is part of the overall budget for the radio tower project. The ambulance service was granted permission to apply for and accept a grant of federal funds from the Assistance to Firefighters grant administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which, if awarded, would fund 95% of the approved project with a 5% match. The funds would be used to upgrade its communication system. Jeremy Walsh was appointed to the Transportation Coordinating Committee, replacing Cole Pifrone, and the new membership list to the Comprehensive Community Services Coordination Committee, which includes Brandy Christensen, Mackenzie Fisher, Elizabeth Muth, Dr. Gerald Barris, Nathan McBain, Anna Clarson, Connie Welty, Charlie Hillman, and Jessica Brown. A resolution to commemorate the retirement of Toby Johnson from the Sheriff's Office was approved. Johnson was hired in June of 2007 and served the last 7.5 years as investigator before retiring in December after over 16 years of service to Richland County. The Richland County Board of Supervisors also honored Bernie Cooey, a longtime EMT and Richland County coroner, last night. Cooey recently celebrated his 100th birthday. State Senator Brad Paff and Representative Tip McGuire introduced legislation to provide property tax relief for Wisconsin families. Under the Wisconsin Circuit Breaker Property Tax Credit, Wisconsin homeowners and renters would be eligible for the tax credit when their property taxes or their rent going toward property taxes exceeds 4% of their income. This would provide an estimated $500 in property tax relief to more than 1 million Wisconsin households. The credit is targeted to help Wisconsin households making less than $150,000. Governor Tony Evers has signed into law a bipartisan measure that requires the University of Wisconsin-Madison to admit all high school students who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other UW campuses would have to admit those in the top 10% under the measure Evers signed Tuesday. The new law is part of a deal reached between the legislature and university in December, also limits diversity positions at the system's 24 campuses in exchange for money to cover staff raises and construction projects. Evers said the new law will help address the state's worker shortage. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin Senate has voted to reject 4 of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees. This includes a member of the state's Natural Resources Policy Board and a former lieutenant governor who was to serve on a hospital governing board. That brings to 13 the number of Evers' appointees that the Senate has rejected, which has the effect of firing them. The Senate also sent Evers a massive tax cut package, while the Assembly passed a constitutional amendment that would curb the veto powers of Wisconsin's governor. That would ultimately need voter approval. A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether state law bans abortions before the case goes through any lower appellate courts. The U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade reactivated an 1849 law that conservatives argue banned abortion. A Dane County judge said last summer that the legal language in the ban doesn't use the term abortion, so the law only prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is appealing that ruling. He filed a petition Tuesday asking the state Supreme Court to take the case without waiting for a decision from a lower appellate court. The superintendent of DeSoto Schools is retiring at the end of the school year. Lindsay Gronig said she is timing the retirement with her daughter's graduation from high school. Gronig has worked in DeSoto since 2012 as a principal and superintendent. Recently, the district dealt with controversy over placing an elementary school principal on administrative leave over policy and procedural violations. But the school board decided instead to non-renew the principal's contract for next year. American Queen Voyages is shutting down, which means the cruise company stopped schedule for this summer in La Crosse won't happen. The company had stops along the Mississippi, Illinois, Ohio, and other major rivers in the Midwest and central United States. The 13-year-old company also provided international cruises outside of the area. More people will be coming into the La Crosse Airport. In a Facebook post, the airport announced American Airlines is adding another daily flight from Chicago to La Crosse this week. The airline will also be increasing the size of planes coming into La Crosse to make it easier to handle increased traffic. The move comes after Delta Airlines pulled service from the airport last summer. Airport officials say they're happy to see more flights and more connectivity for Western Wisconsin. The Viroqua Fire Department responded to a fire Tuesday morning around 8:20 to a home on East Decker Street in the city of Viroqua. When the department arrived, smoke and flames were visible coming from the attached garage and porch area of the home. The fire was brought under control and quickly extinguished. There was smoke damage to the whole structure and fire damage to the rear of the structure, which included the garage and kitchen. No injuries were reported. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals has accepted a case to determine if the teen accused of sexually assaulting and killing Lily Peters in 2022 will be tried in juvenile or adult court. A Chippewa County judge ruled that the case would remain in adult court last month, finding that moving it to juvenile court would diminish the seriousness of the crime. The accused teen, who is currently 15 years old, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. Lily Peters was just 10 years old when the incident occurred. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Michelle Reinen warns of utility bill scams today. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Attention, valued patrons. Kickapoo Creekside will be taking a short break for maintenance. They will be closed from February 19th through March 6th. The team is working hard to ensure everything is in perfect order. They apologize for any inconvenience and look forward to welcoming you back soon. Thank you for your understanding as they strive to provide you with the best experience ever at Kickapoo Creekside.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
It's 56 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1223. During the wintertime, temperatures drop and usually utility bills go up as a result of consumers trying to stay warm by heating their homes or businesses. As a result of the higher utility usage, individuals might fall behind on payments. Not only are utility companies aware of this, but also scammers as well. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We had that period of winter where we had the good snow and the sub-zero temperatures, and right now we're in a high season, and we may go back to that cold season. What happens is scammers watch the weather, and they put the fear into consumers, and they'll threaten to disconnect utilities due to late payments, incorrectly filed documents, or some other reasons as to why they need payment immediately from you. They'll contact consumers claiming to represent the local utility company and may even manipulate caller IDs to look like the phone call is coming from that company in your area. They could mention work orders, billing statements, truck numbers, or other highly specific details to make a story seem legitimate, and of course add urgency as to why you need to pay attention and make payment right away.
While scammers may put fear in those they contact, there is a deadline time set that gives utility customers time to pay off their past due balance on their bill.
The consumers will make their payment for fear of this disconnection, usually during the period of time when we're in a deep cold spurt or just even cold evenings when you're still going to need your utilities, and in advance of our official moratorium time period. So in the state of Wisconsin, there's a moratorium for consumers to not be disconnected if they fall behind on their heating bills, and that's April 15th of this year. And this is to make sure that consumers can stay warm and not have utilities disconnected.
If you receive a call about your utility bill, there is a few things to know so you do not get scammed.
If you get a phone call like this, know that it is a scam for that one reason alone, that we have the moratorium. The second reason you know it's a scam is because utility companies are not going to contact you by phone about disconnection. They contact you first by mail and then go through an entire process of contacting you, with the last one being leaving something on your doorstep and maybe even showing up in person. But they do not just call you out of the blue and demand that you pay by gift card, cryptocurrency, or some other prepaid form of payment.
If you are unsure of the status of your account, contact your utility provider using the contact information from a billing statement or website. If you are behind on paying your bill, there is help available, according to Reinen.
If consumers find themselves falling behind and need assistance with their utility bill, they can find resources from our State Public Service Commission at psc.wi.gov, or they can apply for energy, utility, water, or emergency rental assistance by calling the statewide customer care center, and that is at energyandhousing.wi.gov. So there are resources available where people can start to address those needs in advance of April 15th.
If you are unable to access information by going online, you can call the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin for resources at 608-266-2001. If you need to contact the Statewide Customer Care Center for Energy Assistance, their number is 1-800-506-5596. Also, if you are a victim of a utility bill scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. The Richland School District invites residents to a referendum talk and tour this evening at 6 o'clock at the primary school, formerly known as Doudna School. Learn the facts about the district's two referendum questions on the April 2nd ballot, ask questions, and tour the buildings to see the needs. The referendum questions are focused on a safer, more accessible, and technologically advanced learning environment. If you are unable to attend tonight's talk and tour, three more opportunities will be available March 6th at 6 at the intermediate school and two on March 25th at the high school. The talk and tours at the Richland Center High School will be held at 10 and again at 5 on the 25th. You can find out more at richland.referendumfacts.org. The vision for a vibrant and connected community takes a significant step forward as the Viroqua Welcome Center project announces surpassing the $100,000 fundraising milestone. The project, centered around the restoration and repurposing of the historic WPA Bathhouse building, aims to create a legacy that celebrates the town's heritage while fostering economic development and community engagement. Through the renovation of the WPA building, the project aims to create a gathering space that will serve as a hub for residents and visitors alike. Key features of the project include a visitor and community information center, a meeting and community gathering space, public restrooms, and trailhead for outdoor recreation opportunities. In addition to reaching the $100,000 fundraising milestone, the project continues to seek individual and business pledges and donations. The ultimate goal is to secure $242,000 to qualify for the Community Develop Initiative grant of $250,000. For more information about the Viroqua Welcome Center project or to make a contribution, visit viroquabathhousewelcomecenter.org. The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. Two opportunities remain this week in the area to give the gift of life. The first is being held today until 4 o'clock at Weston High School. The second will be Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Individuals are urged to make an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Tuesday was Ruth Strazewski's day in Winnebago County. Ruth turned 112 years old Tuesday, making her Wisconsin's oldest citizen. Winnebago County Executive John Damel read the proclamation in honor of Ruth during a birthday party at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh, where Ruth resides. Ruth was born in Washera County in 1912 and was married to her husband Elmer for 66 years prior to Elmer's death in 2003. They couldn't have children, but they enjoyed the company of several nieces and nephews. Ruth says the secret to living a long life is wine, chocolate, prayer, and spending time outside. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Phil Cast of Sun Prairie on ticket number 863. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 1230. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's 56 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Maggie Wright, 86 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Vaulton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Maggie Wright is survived by three children: Richard Wright Jr. of Kentucky, Rose Griffa of Hillsborough, and Lisa and Dan Williams of New Haven, Missouri. Several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, brother and sisters, Tina and Dennis Laswell of Lone Rock, Chuck and Mary Mahara of Illinois, Patty Lynch of Richland Center, and Ruthie and Steve Bowles of Tennessee. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until the time of service at 6. Merle Leverins is survived by his wife of 50 years, Deb, two children, Chad and Alicia, three grandchildren, a brother, Arvid and Millie Leverins, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died Thursday at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwak. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwak American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Survivors of Edith Burkhalter include six children, Diane and Don Hess, and Donna and Ben Field, all of Waniwak, Dale and Elaine Hepp of Laval, Denise and Fred Stecher of Waniwak, Doreen Hepp and Brian Butcher of Reedsburg, and Dawn and Joe Kelbel of Hillsborough. 18 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, sister Bonnie Hooker, brother Byron Walter, sister-in-law Judy Walter, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Pliner is survived by his wife of 61 years, Sharon, four children, Dan and Dawn Pliner, Lisa and Tim Coy, Lori Pliner, and Dennis Pliner, nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a brother, Daryl and Marveline Pliner, and many nieces and nephews. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Greg and Rose Rote. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the spring-like pattern continues across the Midwest with temperatures running about 15 to 20 degrees above normal. We're seeing a small weather system scoot east out of Iowa with some cloud cover just skirting our area, but the sun still will shine through those at times throughout the afternoon. And then tomorrow, that system slides off to the east of us, so any rain with it will pass through Illinois into Michigan and Indiana, maybe a few sprinkles into southeast Wisconsin. Now, a strong cold front will dive in from Canada by Friday morning. It should pass through here mostly dry on Friday, although a few models suggest a few flurries could drift in from eastern Wisconsin toward our area Friday afternoon, so that is a small possibility. Otherwise, dry weather sticking around for the upcoming weekend. After a chilly start to Saturday morning, warmer air will once again pour in from the southwest throughout the weekend. The warmth will really reach its peak early next week. With those gusty south winds ahead of a low-pressure system coming in from the Rocky Mountains, we could actually have high temperatures getting up around 60 degrees or so for a day or so. More moisture as well could lead to some scattered showers by Tuesday, and maybe on the backside of it a few flakes of snow. Well, here's a forecast for the rest of today. Partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. West to northwest wind only about 2 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, variably cloudy, low at 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, continued spring-like, high about 57, northwest wind around 10. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 28. Friday, partly sunny and much cooler, maybe some afternoon flurries in the eastern part of the region, high at 37. Saturday, a brisk start, but mostly sunny and turning breezy, low at 15, high up to 42. Sunday, partly sunny and mild, low 30, high of 48. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm, highs in the upper 50s. We might reach the low 60s on Tuesday with some spotty showers possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 55, our low this morning was 29. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 56. The record high for this date was set in 2017 at 63 degrees. The record low, 25 below, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 14. Sunset today will be at 5:40 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:50. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.83 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The Census of Agriculture is about so much more than agriculture, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. While a new census of agriculture is done every 5 years in the U.S., and the results from the latest one just came out last week, work has already begun on the next one. At the release event, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack shared concerns about the continued decline in American farm and farmland numbers, but he also expressed hope and encouragement that younger persons could help create new models for farming and ranching operations.
Why is that important beyond agriculture? Because if you, in fact, can preserve those small and mid-sized farming operations, you preserve the ability of those families to live, to work, and raise their children in the small towns. Those kids will go to the small town school, which will prevent the necessity of constant mergers of rural schools. The small business owner who is in need of customers will obviously have more customers. The small town hospital won't have to beg to get a physician, won't have to be concerned about it being constrained to a clinic, because it'll have sufficient population to support a small town hospital.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
How soil impacted wheat yields and an update for the carbon model used by ethanol producers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. To learn more about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. Soil texture was a major factor in high wheat yields for farmers in the Great Lakes region last year. Nicole Heslop has more on what also mattered from the Michigan Wheat Program's annual winter meeting.
Michigan State University's Dennis Pennington tells Brownfield dryness was widespread in 2023 for farmers in the Great Lakes Yield Enhancement Network.
The lighter textured soils in those areas really had low yield, but we also had growers that had record high yields on their wheat this year, so it really depended on where you were. And also, more so, your soil texture was a big player.
The program connects farmers across the Great Lakes to compare wheat strategies that are most effective for high yields. Bennington says after 3 years, some themes are emerging.
The density of heads is the single most important driver of your yield potential. Second is your total biomass. A high yield crop will produce high biomass.
In Bath, Michigan, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
The Renewable Fuels Association says questions remain on how the Biden administration is modifying a life cycle model that measures the carbon footprint of renewable fuels. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the National Ethanol Conference.
Jeff Cooper says it's unclear how changes to the GREET model will affect the carbon intensity values of sustainable aviation fuel made from corn ethanol. But the U.S. ethanol industry will know soon.
The modified GREET model will either help open the door for U.S. agriculture and ethanol producers to participate in the SAF market, or it will lock out the highest volume, lowest cost feedstocks and assure the failure of this administration's ambitious SAF goals.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says several agencies are getting a say as updates are being made. And once a tax credit guidance is issued, there will be lots of interest in producing SAF. The Biden administration is expected to release the updates to that GREET model by March 1st. Reporting from the National Ethanol Conference in San Diego, California, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
An economist with Creighton University says the global economy is impacting farm machinery sales. Ernie Goss says
farmers are still looking and out there not buying equipment. Their optimism is not strong because of higher interest rates. That's resulting in lower rural retail sales.
Goss says weaker grain prices are also having a negative impact on equipment purchases. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Learn about pre-harvest factors impacting meat quality. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs were mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to yet another quiet start on Wednesday. Asking prices are around 184 to 185 in the south, but not fully established in the north. Bids remain very elusive at this time. While some packer inquiry may start to develop today, it's looking like significant trade volume will be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef cutout values were mixed at midday, with choice up 84 cents at $298.21 and select down 250 at $285.32. The choice select spread was $12.89. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers sold steady to $10 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers were $3 to $15 higher. USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand, and a large crowd was on hand despite the President's Day holiday. Feeder supply included 55% steers, and 65% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 552 to 598 pounds, brought 292 to 326. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 649 pounds, sold for 239 to 273. Cash hogs are steady at midday with moderate opening negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. Those major markets might not have been reported due to confidentiality, but the improved negotiated sales imply buyers needed near-term supplies to keep chain speed at an acceptable level. Livestock slaughter numbers for January are out Thursday afternoon. The average barrel and gilt weight in the Iowa, Southern Minnesota, South Dakota reporting area last week was 288 pounds, down 0.7 on the week, but up 2 pounds on the year. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets are called steady at $50. Slaughter sows are steady at $39 to $42, and boars are at $14. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were mostly steady at $38 to $50. Barrows and gilts were steady at $37 to $47. Boars were marked at $8 to $25. Pork values were lower at midday, down $1.45 at $90.99. More market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. This nice weather has folks thinking about real estate, and the real estate market is hot. Wilkinson Auctions has been closing on real estate from Soldiers Grove to Columbus, with more property listings coming online. Hey, we have a nice 53 acres of mostly tillable land outside of Columbus at public auction in mid-March. We have a very nice 46-acre farm outside of Richland Center with a house and pole shed. We have country homes for sale outside of Muscadet, Richland Center, and Boscobel. Hey, give Wilkinson Auctions a call if you're thinking about selling your real estate this year. We offer more services than typical real estate firms, with in-house attorney, professional photographers, drone operators, a full-time marketing staff, and auction services. We can sell your property through a listing, a live auction, or an online auction. And most important, we know how to get stuff sold. More info on our real estate listings and our real estate services at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn will lower, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling. Near-term development and harvest weather in South America looks non-threatening to beneficial. Domestic crush demands are solid, but exports are slow, with Brazil controlling the market. March beans are down 14 and a quarter at 1164 and three quarters. May's 15 and a quarter lower at 1168 and a quarter. March bean meal's down $5.20 at 342.40. March soybean oil's 34 points lower at 45.07. Corn seeing some profit taking as well, watching that weather in Argentina and Brazil, which again generally looks favorable. Ethanol and export demand are bullish for corn, but the supply side of the market's bearish. March is down 6.5 at 412 and a quarter, and May corn 7.25 lower at 425 and a quarter. And wheat's down. The big bearish factors continue to be slow export demand and the large global supply. Also, after some early weakness, the dollar has turned firm. U.S. winter wheat's mostly in much better shape than this time last year. March Chicago's down 3.25 at 579.5. March Kansas City's down 9.75 at 576. March Minneapolis wheat 6 lower at 659.5. Live cattle are up and feeders are mostly higher ahead of widespread direct business. Asking prices are 184 to 185 live and 292 plus dressed, with very light packer inquiry. April live's up 47 at 187.80. June's 42 higher at 183.37. March feeders are down 22 at 251.15. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads. April lean is 20 higher at 85.87. June's 12 lower at 98.05. The Dow's down about 55 points. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Is gene editing a viable option in animal agriculture? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. To date, there are only two gene-edited animals that have been approved by the FDA and deemed safe for human consumption. The first, nearly 10 years ago, was the Aqua Advantage salmon, and most recently, GalSafe pigs, pigs that have been genetically altered to eliminate the alpha-gal sugar, which can cause people to have an allergic reaction to red meat. But is this technology scalable for animal agriculture? During a recent session at the USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, University of California Davis researcher Allison Van Edeman says it depends.
And in my opinion, the fate of this technology is going to be very much dependent on having a risk-based regulatory framework, or at least some pathway to risk evaluated that you could then test for that is going to be proportional to the type of risk that might be embodied in the product that you're evaluating, not the technology that was used to make it, but the product. And that it's going to be important at least allow trade of products, milk, meat, eggs, and as importantly, genetics, because there's a very large global genetics trade of livestock throughout the world. And if you go ahead and do it in Brazil, but if you can't move it to Europe, that's a problem.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields.